It was so, yeah, man.
Now, that fucking move we did, man, we used to have a moving company. That's how we got started, right? So, we was moving all over America.
Y'all ready to start this shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute, because this shit ain't official. Welcome back to the Black Market. 85 South Show presents the Black Market, man. And once you hear the bell, you know that the Black Market is open, man. We got some entrepreneurs in here with us today. Some best friends. They go way back. I'm talking about they go way back like a recliner seat. Second grade, man.
Yeah, man.
We got the owners and founders of Slim and Huskies in here with us today, man.
Appreciate you,
where I got my side notes right here. I'm gonna make sure you tell them everything on this paper.
I'm gonna keep it simple. I'm Mo, D-Mo.
Derek, you know, Moore.
One third of Slim Huskies, man, from Nashville, Tennessee. Born and raised, man. TSU grad, Tennessee State. Gotta make it right. Tennessee State University grad, man. Yeah, man. Just from the Ville, man. Just a young nigga trying to keep getting it.
You know what I mean? We're proud of you.
Appreciate it, man. So, okay. Proud of y'all, man. Go ahead, Clint.
Man, Clint Gray. Straight out the Ville.
Gray.
The third.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you know my family kind of got my whole name. But yeah, Clint Gray, man. Straight out the Ville. CMO. One third of the best company in the world.
And EJ Reed.
The third.
I don't have his.
You don't have it?
Yeah, for sure. But EJ Reed.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Emmanuel Jermaine.
Yes, sir. EJ, though, complete the trio of Slim Huskies. Slim of the Slim Huskies. My two compadres right here, the Huskies. So.
Y'all grew up shopping in the Husky section.
Man, yeah, man.
They got rid of Husky now.
That's, it's gone. It's not politically correct.
Nah, y'all can't do it.
Yeah, man.
Nah, hold on, time out.
Not you.
Nah,
you
hold on, I'm saying. So one of them was doing some bullying now.
Hold on. Who? Man, he say I choked him out in the second grade. I don't
remember. That's how we got cool, man.
You got to get cool with somebody to choke you out.
That's home, you know what I'm saying?
You say you did.
I mean, I did, but I was playing, though. You know what I'm saying? It was like, hey, man, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
It's some bullshit. Like,
you almost went to sleep, bro.
Nah, I didn't.
In college.
See what I'm saying?
Man, just same shit. Bullshit. We sitting there blowing. We chilling. Getting ready to go out.
Think about it. You sitting here smoking, a nigga just run up behind you and choke you out.
Why you smoking?
Why you smoking? Come on, man.
I don't know how you stay friends.
He's terrible at it.
It was the love, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how I showed my love to my dog. Like, man, what the fuck you doing, man?
I understand. You know
what
I mean? You got to do that, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, you tell everybody how this all came about.
Okay, can you jump it up?
Man, so we all knew each other, got the TSU, roommates. You know how it is, you be with your homies talking about how much money you're gonna make and shit. We graduated. Man, we did everything except what the fuck we was talking about in college, man. He went and got a job, I went and got a job, he went and got a job. Mo moved to be a air traffic controller in Michigan. Got homesick. Called back and was like, man, what the fuck are we doing, man? It's time to get active. So he moved back. We started a moving company, $3,000. Everybody put in what they had. Everybody had about $1,000 apiece. Man, we took that $3,000, 7 years, flipped it to $1.7 million.
$3,000.
Well, we started the moving company, started with zero trucks, just us three, man, hustling, like living in our mama's houses, eat bologna every day.
Sacrifice.
Go from one truck to two truck to three, zero employees to 50, 20,000 square foot warehouse space. Then we sold that, Took the money, flipped it, opened up our first restaurant, Slimmer Huskies.
Bro, what was that first pizza like? Y'all ate it together? Like, the first one that came out, y'all was like, all
right. Nah, so what we did, we found this building, right? North Nashville, so we call out north. In Nashville, everything's out east, out south, out west, so out north. Man, we bought this building back in 2015. And we turned it into a what we call like our mad science pizza lab. So we bought all our equipment, got with a vendor, got all the product in, and just started making pizza. So we like really are self-taught pizza makers. Yeah. None of us, I had never worked in a restaurant.
I got some game for you.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. Come on.
I was one of Domino's star employees.
Yeah,
straight up.
Took the whole business, turned it around.
What you do?
Bro, I started out, you know, just delivering pizzas, right?
Straight up.
And then I showed them, you know, the value in folding these boxes.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, I turned that into a whole side hustle, right?
Okay.
You know how you at work and you might be fucked up for a little bit till payday hit, right?
Right.
So I had it where Domino's was, Domino's was paying motherfuckers just to come in and fold the boxes. So I'm like, I don't know.
For real?
Showed up in here and turned on a whole nother revenue stream.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
But see, the thing about it, though, is like, I always show them love because that's one of the only places I ever worked that they look out for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want to see you fucked up. You can go to work literally anytime you fucking feel like it. And they always happy to have you.
That's what's up.
So even if you don't want to come to work and you just want to come and get some pizza, man, you come and fold, come fold some boxes. Don't look out for you.
Hey, look, we ain't that lax now.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. But it's just like the transparency. You know how it is when you're working for somebody. You can't. You fucked up, you just fucked up.
Yeah, true.
They just looked out like that.
That's love.
Hey, that.
Yeah.
But it's just dope to see y'all jump out there, and, you know, in a lane that we don't never really get to see a lot of black men in.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
Especially with this. Why y'all, what made y'all choose pizza, though?
Man, so we had the moving company. We was just moving around a lot. We was in New York, Chicago, L.A., moving, kicking it at the same time.
Right.
And, man, we would go to these, be in Brooklyn or whatever, Fort Greene or something, man, or, you know, down in Houston or whatever. They had all these, like, neighborhood, like, restaurants that folks, that locals, you know what I'm saying, patronized.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, local employees, folks walking to work. So it was like, man, you know, we was tired of moving. We was ready to sell that company. So we sold that company, but... man, we was just like, man, we just gotta bring some cool shit that we'll enjoy into Nashville.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying that we'll enjoy, I mean, like, young black dudes, young black women that they can feel like it's theirs. You know what I'm saying? It's like Sal's on Do the Right Thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Why ain't no brothers on the wall?
Right. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it was that. It was 100% just that. Like, man, we got...
brothers on the wall?
Come on, man, everywhere. At all the stores.
Yeah.
100%.
Let me request one to put on there.
Cool.
That one with Boots and Webb and shooting dice. Because
it looks like it's from the
city.
All right, for sure. We'll do that in the one in Louisiana. Yeah, Baton Rouge. Yeah. But that was the thing, man. It was like, man, we was tired of that, man. So it's like, man, let's go through that. And then it was like, man, what Americans like? Pizza, hamburgers, hot dogs, tacos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
About like, to open up a Slim Huskies burger?
No, sir. Not right now, man. Mm-hmm. We do 85 South Show pizza, though, but.
Well, nah. We need our own.
Yeah. So it's like, man, that's how we jumped into it. It's like, man, let's do pizza. Pizza. We was grooving pizza growing up, you know, 80s.
Yeah.
So WWF, WCW, you know what I'm saying? WrestleMania parties,
Monday
mama gonna order pizza. Come on, man, you gonna order pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nitro.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? All that. So that was our thing, man. So it's like, man, we can groove with pizza.
So y'all grew with the wrestling?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure.
Who was your favorite wrestler that nobody gave a fuck about?
Oh, Bob Backlund, nobody gave a fuck about him.
Crossface Chief.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody cared about him, but he was the truth.
Was everybody fucking with Ahmad Johnson? That was my nigga, man.
The Pearl River Plunger.
You a true wrestling historian, man.
Yeah, I go way back, man. Hey. Junkyard Dog.
Junkyard Dog, God.
Flat Jimmy Snuka.
Jimmy Snuka. Yeah. In some hotel rooms, I was Jimmy Snooker a couple of times. Jumping from bed to bed. Oh, man. You know me and little bro, man.
A lot of people forget he used to do that, the claw.
I don't remember the claw.
He had real big hands, so he would like claw their face out and they would submit. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that move.
Yeah, story, I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. You up on the wrestling shit.
Yeah, he used to do the splash. That was his finishing move.
Macho Man Randy Savage was him, and you ain't realize how much shit Macho Man Randy Savage talked.
Yes, I did.
Back then,
as a kid? That's why he was always one of my favorites, man.
He came out with the cheese.
He came out with that crazy ass talk. Let me tell you something, cheese. A lot of people want to see the Macho Man go down this Saturday. Let me tell you something. It's not going to happen. Queen Elizabeth right here on my right, the most beautiful woman in the world.
Hey, you got it down, bro.
Yeah. That was your boy.
You got it down.
What about Ric Flair?
Man, Ric Flair.
I didn't realize how much shit Ric Flair talked back then. I was like, man, where the wrestling at? Like, I want to see some niggas get slammed. I wasn't really paying attention to the commentating.
Just talking and all that.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna eat my pizza and want
to
see some slams.
Come out and tell you how much everything he got.
You feel me?
The shit he got on, he gonna tell you. First of all, these are $3,500 Versace shoes. These pants are custom tailor made. This shirt, rip the buttons off, $500. Talking big
talk
shit.
Talking about the chicks in the limo and shit.
Man, that nigga told somebody.
Ric Flair talk shit, but he couldn't fuck with the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase.
This
is how fucking much we didn't know about shit. Ted DiBiase was so rich, he bought a nigga.
What?
You don't remember Virgil?
Yeah.
Nigga bought a nigga.
Virgil, golly. Damn. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. He couldn't fuck with him.
The $1 million man.
The $1 million man.
Used to bring kids up to the stage and act like he was gonna give them $100 and rip that shit in half. Terrible motherfucker.
Terrible.
Horrible. That's how niggas be feeling sometimes, though. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, this is for another story, but yeah.
You know who don't get enough credit, though? The Undertaker, man.
Yeah, he do.
That motherfucker used to bring shit.
If you was gonna say something like Shawn Michaels or somebody,
Bret Hart?
I'd be like, oh, Bret Hart, yeah, but.
Bret Hart was.
I'm gonna take a little credit for real.
Who?
Mick Foley.
Oh, shit.
Mick Foley. Man,
this
motherfucker almost died 5 or 6 times trying to entertain us, man.
True.
As an entertainer, you gotta understand, man. This motherfucker fractured his own skull.
Holy golly.
And it was five different people, man. Mick Foley, man. Can do love.
What's the other cool dude that was Goldust? He was like Dusty Rhodes. He was like 10 different people.
Man, Goldust fucked up everybody, man. Like, just him hitting the scene, like, that was a little bit much for a young nigga.
Yeah, that was too much.
Him and Val Venus crossed the line.
This nigga got all the names. I ain't heard none of these names in a minute, man.
Val Venus was, he definitely crossed the line.
I agree with that.
I remember like some low budget ass rappers like the Repo Man.
No,
this whole shit. He used to come out dressed like he was stealing cars, bro. He had like tire tracks on his face and shit.
Nah,
Vince McMahon was gonna try anything.
Shit. He was Vince McMahon that put some bullshit out there.
He was gonna try anything.
He did.
Tugboat.
What was the league after WWF went off, though?
It was WCW.
Nah. Like the shit to be at your hometown, though, they used to be on. Remember that shit used to come on?
Yeah.
Like the Mid-South Wrestling.
Yeah, Mid-South Wrestling.
Jerry Lawler.
Yeah. That shit was love, man. I don't know if kids be experiencing that no more.
Nah, they don't.
Pizza parties on Fridays.
Saturday morning wrestling.
The Royal Rumble tape, though.
Yeah, man.
Come on, watch it about five times.
Used to get hella whooping before school. Motherfucker down there. They were on tearing up some shit, man.
Jumping off the bed.
You know what I'm saying?
Put the bed down wrestling.
Got to put the mattress on the floor.
Yeah, I can't even believe we were so entertained by this shit, man.
We were.
I can.
Yeah.
But yeah. Even just like now, we grown men. That's some weird ass shit to be in.
Man, we was entertained by the nostalgia like, of it all.
Think about it, like you as a man, you're not about to put no drawers on and oil up. And
oh, yeah, I see what you said. Yeah. And they was wearing drawers, bro. Yeah.
Who put that shit together?
Real life, like. Yeah.
Damn.
We was that's in the time, you know. Ultimate War used to come out there. That was the wildest nigga.
Now we grown and know that he was really on cocaine and he was really running and doing all of
all the shit. Yeah.
These motherfuckers. Yeah.
All of them was on Roy's and coke.
You don't watch the documentaries about the WWF now?
I watched a few.
Man,
those are some dark ass stories.
Mess up my.
They all fucked up. Listen, man wouldn't pay for my hotel room, so I got myself to Minnesota. Like, why would you fuck? He only paid me $75. Damn!
Man, you know the Rock used to live in Nashville. He went to Hunter's Lane. He went to high school in Nashville.
And Stone Cold.
And Stone Cold.
Stone Cold was my nigga.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. The longer the Rock is famous, the more blacker he becomes as people tell the story. Have you noticed that?
Why you say that?
Like all the black shit, like the more famous he becomes.
Because he played at Miami.
Yeah, all kind of black shit coming out. Like, man, I remember The Rock came over to the house and took my auntie on a date, man. Real nigga. Now what? In 4 years, man, be like, yeah, he used to be over here in the hood all the time.
Yeah. He was running, he was flagging down cars and shit. Yeah. He was slagging with him. Yeah. He gonna be one of them.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna admit to it though. Maybe he will. I don't know.
You never know, man.
Yeah.
Never shit know. Crazy.
Nigga had a jury curl.
Facts. And a fucking drug dealer pouch.
Yeah.
He had a turtleneck and a herringbone. You can't even say he ain't black.
For sure, he did. Yeah. You feel me?
Nigga and a herringbone.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Do we claim it? He say he black.
Yeah, when it's convenient.
Do we?
This nigga got a cousin that look exactly like him, Barry. You seen that motherfucker?
Nah.
The stunt dog? This nigga got a cousin that he hired to do all the stunts. Like his real fucking cousin. No, you know, like, you have to use a stage shit.
That's committed right there, man.
Nah, keep the shit in the family.
Nah, man.
You he be doing some dangerous shit then. Rock got some dangerous shit going on.
Where's the Rock? Yeah. Ain't nobody. Nobody gonna fuck with the Rock, though. Nobody. Not for real.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel? No.
Nah. Fuck no.
I bet Ving Rhames, baby boy Ving Rhames will try to rock.
Nah, man, ain't nobody trying to. It's certain motherfuckers on the planet ain't never getting trapped, bro.
He won up.
Mike Tyson. Fucking trapped.
Nah, you flexing out.
It ain't even just Michael, about the bulk of this, nigga. Some niggas just ain't gonna get trapped, bro.
They say he about to get in a ring with Jake Powell.
Mike Tyson, man, he's told him, nah, fuck y'all. It's Mike Tyson.
He shouldn't.
Please put him in there with Mike Tyson. Please.
All right, so you don't want to see that. That'll be
like Mike Tyson. Yes, I do. Please let Mike Tyson whoop the shit out of the Logan family.
Both of them. They talk so much.
Back to back.
Mike gonna do that shit with same night. Too.
Man, Mike might come out like, you remember the Mike Tyson biographer that Michael John White did? When he came in the room, he said, nigga, you got 30 seconds to knock me out. And he let the dude just standing there, and he was like, one. He started counting, dude trying to knock him out. He got the 30, he just hit the dude one time. Woo! Look at the clip up. Michael Jai White is fucking Mike Tyson. He did a whole biography, Bogey.
Damn.
My nigga got the sound effects with the... You gotta have all the sound effects when you're telling the story.
Some motherfuckers ain't getting tried.
Bro.
A lot of them.
Mike ain't getting tried.
The Rock
wouldn't try Mike.
No.
Mike wouldn't try The Rock.
No.
It's a mutual respect.
The Undertaker wouldn't try The Rock. None of these motherfuckers that they wrestle with, they wouldn't.
Goldberg. Goldberg tried The Rock. You remember him?
You don't think Stone Cold would try?
No.
Nah.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold's
Stone Cold.
Shit, though.
Stone Cold don't want no smoke at this point.
Okay, at this
think
point.
Of, yeah. He was already a grown man with a knee brace when you was there. He built for this. And his granddaddy is still lifting weights. And you not about to whoop them niggas. And they from them islands where you can't get tired and shit.
Can't do nothing with them, huh?
He can't do nothing with them. The Samoan people.
Yeah.
Man. Motherfucker, take the top of your head off. Think about this shit.
Shit.
Hey, man, I been eating Slim and Hussy pieces and I'm full. That's why I'm talking so much shit. If you ain't had none, you need to get some, bro. Y'all got no coupon?
You don't need no coupon,
bro. You know
man.
Black people love the coupon, bro.
We got specials, though. We got the special. We got the $10 Tuesday.
Put the special on the coupon on, and they come in there. Hey, y'all doing this, right?
Hey, it's okay.
Y'all still doing this? You're good, man. I just got this.
What, 2 years old?
Hey, man, you still...
Well, you probably say 2019.
Hey, boy, what's necessary? Is it necessary?
We got coupons if you put it that way. They're on social media, though.
$12 Tuesday. College night on Wednesdays.
How much the college night pieces?
Then they get like a $10 Slim and a drink.
And so, you gotta throw that drink in
there. Don't throw that out in the wrong way, clean. You gotta make sure you
get it. Yeah, you got the hang.
Hey, man, look out for the college student. You know they be home, man.
Yeah, man. We was that, for real. We was, even playing football, we was still.
Y'all was on that meal program?
Yeah.
They was getting y'all just enough to stay in school, huh?
Nah, you know, training table. Man, every now and then we have
to feed us Arby's roast beef sandwiches every day after camp. We had that shit for like 3 weeks straight.
You're going to serve pizza, ain't it?
Huh? Serve pizza.
They used to give us that nasty ass Papa John's.
Yeah. We had a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
After camp. Yeah. For sure.
Y'all expanding?
Yeah, man.
What's some cities y'all looking into getting into?
Chad is up next. Chattanooga up next.
Okay, bet.
That'll be spring 2022.
Okay.
Birmingham, we just bought a building down in Birmingham.
Right.
So we'll be down there end of this year. We're looking at Jackson, Mississippi, actually.
Look at Oxford, man.
Yeah. Oxford, Old Mississippi.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Okay. Yeah, that ain't far from Memphis either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's some money up there.
Yeah, we're going to do some expanding in Memphis, Charlotte, Houston, Dallas.
Southeast, Southwest.
Yeah. We're going to stay in that area, man. That's where the love is, man.
We're looking to get into retail.
Yeah.
So next thing you'll see from us is Slim & Husky's in your grocery store.
Yeah.
We already do the online. You can buy it online, ship it in a day, get to you. But we want to be a household name.
Yeah.
That's how we planning.
Yeah. Let's go to the frozen section. You'll see Slim & Husky's in there. Three black dudes on a box. Gotta pick it up for the young.
For the culture.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Got to. We already in the stadiums. Yeah. Nissan's stadium where the Titans play.
FedEx Grizzlies.
Memphis Grizzlies. Got John Moran on the side of our building.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Big shit.
We're gonna keep growing, man. Vanderbilt. We in there.
Drop all that shit.
Yeah,
talk
man.
Yeah.
What else
we got
going?
Hey, need that
we got merch.
Official Pizza, 85 South Shore.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, man.
Working on some things over there.
Yeah, man.
Cheesy bread coming out. Yeah. I put y'all up on all this.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man.
You know the ins and outs of what I saw.
Some of that Domino's knowledge.
You know what I'm saying? Just call me, you know.
Right, we gotta get you in the lab, bro.
Nah, we do gotta get you in there for real, man. Come up with some shit. Yeah.
I go crazy.
Gotta blow one before you get in there. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Making good Sicilians and things like that.
So I use the words like that. Things of that nature.
Yeah, put you up on, you know, we might even come up with a little deep dish style of African American pieces.
Okay. Yeah. What would that look like?
You already know what it's gonna look like. When
fine.
Black people let you down, aesthetic.
Never.
Yeah,
not ever. It's impossible.
It's one thing we know how to do. We know how to make shit look.
You feel me? For real. Anything. Yeah.
We're going to take this shit to the whole nother level. Everybody else got their shit. We just start claiming shit as African-American.
You know? True, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what we believe in, 100%.
African-American peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black peace.
Black peace.
African-American ramen.
All that.
I think you can do some black.
What y'all feel like eating tonight? Man, I could really go for some African American.
Oh, shit. I see how you put that together. Yeah, man. That's real. Because it ain't that. Like, you go on Uber, it's Chinese, you know what I'm saying? Or Asian, whatever they say, Mexican. You know, Italian.
Italian.
No African American.
Damn.
It don't say, it say they do got a black on section, but it's yeah, that's yeah, not like it's not like a genre of food like African American.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you putting on there?
On African American? Slim Huskies.
Peace.
Yeah. Besides, but after that, shit.
Cause black people, we got our own tacos.
We got our own type of tacos.
Yeah.
Taco Mel out there in LA, we had these tacos. That shit is, that's,
I'm talking about like
the black tacos.
Amazing African American home.
On the home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit different.
And the best taco.
Whatever's left, taco salad.
What about hamburgers?
You already know.
On the
black,
skillet.
Black hamburger so fire, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
When you cook hamburgers at the crib, man, like, you gonna make sure that motherfucker fire.
True.
Especially if you've gotten so hungry that you just can't fucking take it no more. That's something that's worth. Tell the truth.
Would you put a fried bologna sandwich on there?
Yeah.
That's yeah.
In America.
Yeah. Slice this way. Which slice? How you slicing them?
What you mean?
When you slice it, when you put the cheese
on,
you
take it out.
Nah, I cook mine all the way through, red stripes still on.
Straight up.
I don't cut the middle until I'm ready to pull it out of them.
Really? Why so?
Why so? I want you know how it's gonna bubble up.
Yeah.
That's what's gonna give it the crisp in the sandwich. Then when you cut the middle, you lay it down on the bread.
Really,
you got the crisp all the way around the sandwich.
And you leave the red on it.
You don't pull that off until the sandwich is made. Then you pull that over the sandwich to bless it.
That's Oxford style right there.
Everybody know that.
From the outside, and you pull the sandwich through that. That's how you bless it.
Damn.
You put cheese on your own.
It depends.
Right, bro,
everybody know with cheese and without cheese hit way different.
Yeah. That's true. That's real. Without cheese, probably hit better than cheese.
I feel like
cheese.
I like the bologna sandwiches better when there's less ingredients.
That's real.
It's just enough mayo just to probably hit like one side of the bread.
Yeah.
Then you have to overcompensate with the mustard. You wouldn't normally use this much mustard.
Hold on, mayo or Miracle Whip though?
Miracle Whip.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I knew what you were saying.
Really, we at the end of the month. Ain't even that. It's really just mustard.
Miracle Whip been gone.
Hold on.
That was all we had.
You got more on your knuckle than on yourself.
Oh, shit. True.
And they dry with their butter knife.
Yo, that's funny.
Hey, back in the day, a Husky nigga put some relish on that motherfucker, though, some pickles.
No, because he ain't put no relish on my whole mouth. That's
Husky nigga eat sandwich spread.
True, I do have some sandwich bread.
Exactly. We as black people don't need to know exactly what that is.
True. It's Thousand Island.
To you.
It is not. Everything $1,000 though. The McDonald's.
Yeah, the same thing.
It's Big Mac $1,000.
See?
It ain't that though.
It's 5-6 different kinds of sauces. You know, that could be Chick-fil-A sauce. That could be anything.
I mean, true, but I'm gonna stick with $1,000.
That could be Chipotle mayo. White people telling me.
Oh, shit. What else? That's the nigga said African American.
African American food is
good. That's real.
Spaghetti.
Oh, the spaghetti in African American household is one meal. It's
African
in the pot.
African American spaghetti hit different.
Hit different.
Yeah.
Depending
actually,
on
it's
region,
not one meal.
South your people from.
It's totally different.
Ingredients may vary.
Is it one meal?
South, y'all might throw old hot sausages in that bitch.
For sure, some noodles in that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen black people get so bougie with the spaghetti, they were really making African American Italian spaghetti. Noodles are segregated from the sauce.
Yeah.
That ain't what.
Just won't allow me to eat.
Yeah, you gotta put it all in
together.
Yeah.
Is spaghetti a side of one meal?
Spaghetti is both. It depends on what you put spaghetti with. What's up? Spaghetti could
with
be
fish.
A main or a guest. Spaghetti
is
a great compliment. Fish and spaghetti. These motherfuckers
are co-headliners. Hey, in the Ville, you gotta have both, though.
What?
In the Ville, like, fish and spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, fish and spaghetti go together. Yeah, that's
the
thing.
But if your granny called you and said, babe, I made some spaghetti and some garlic bread, you ain't gonna be like, what?
Fish and Nah, for sure.
Get you a big ass bowl of that spaghetti and ain't gonna let nobody fuck with it.
And it's gonna be fine.
And it's gonna be fine.
They're gonna be putting the goddamn spaghetti on that bread.
One pot.
You know, real nigga, you ain't never had a spaghetti sandwich.
Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah.
That's when you're hungry.
Yeah.
Like in high school, you 16.
That's true, though. Everybody in this room thought they invented the spaghetti sandwich.
Man, come on. Yeah, of course. Thought that was yours. This, hold on, though. Two pieces of bread, or you putting the spaghetti on it and making it joint like a taco.
Folding that shit up.
Hit different. Yeah. African American taco.
Black kids, you remember when you that butter bread with the sugar and shit?
Yes.
Oh, we don't even have an official name for that.
Butter bread. Sugar bread.
Sugar bread. Sugar butter, bread. Yeah.
Man, so I thought I was making French toast.
This is all good American food.
100%. Damn. Did you measure your sugar on your Kool-Aid or you just poured in?
You knew it. You felt it.
Eyeball.
My grandma showed me. I know how much it's supposed to be. White people who are being Kool-Aid don't even know how to make
it. Oh, shit, yo. Did you put your Kool-Aid in the, your Kool-Aid, just mix your Kool-Aid and sugar, no water, none, just have it in a Ziploc bag, just run around dipping that joint?
Yeah, I
sold
Kool-Aid cane when I was a kid.
So Kool-Aid
cane.
Kool-Aid.
Damn.
Kool-Aid cane.
Yeah, I had a nice little Kool-Aid empire.
Man, that's some real shit, though. We should really do that, though, for real. Like, it should be... Yeah,
African-American food.
Yeah,
bro. You remember them ghetto-ass birthday cakes you used to get?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I'm trying to forget them.
If we would have had any sense, somebody mama should have been making them lopsided. Lopsided. It tastes better than any cake that you have ever had in your
100%.
Adult,
now they go crazy with the birthday cakes.
Man.
I don't need all that.
Fuck
cake and ice cream. That was a birthday party.
Yep. That your mama made that fell in the middle. She had no edges.
Morris, though.
Fine.
Shit, tastes a little egg in there, John.
So much butter in the ice.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody has started a line of ghetto birthday cakes. Or imperfect cakes really made in somebody's crib.
That ain't the thing, man. You gotta go crazy. You gotta have dollar bills on the birthday cake and all that.
Look
man.
Like something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One name. Not even enough candles.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel me? Ran out of candles. You 12? Yeah. Two candles.
Like,
one, two.
Don't pay attention to shit like that. Dying like a motherfucker. Man, about the six.
You get old. Can't even work it right, huh?
True. You feel me? Hot dogs. Chips. That was it.
That's it, man.
Damn. Yeah. That's all we needed, though.
That's it.
That's all we needed.
That ain't that good day. You got to go all out for a kid's birthday now.
They want to eat seafood and go get some lobster balls and shit. These kids like to eat root crisps, man.
For birthdays. For a sixth birthday.
Try fried rice.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hibachi. Grown people shit.
Grown people food.
Yeah, but we definitely got to start us an index of African-American food that need to be accounted for.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Don't nothing taste better than baby shower meatballs.
You racking up. Hey, that is a full on
baby shower meatballs. Do be fine.
Baby shower meatballs.
It do be fine.
They don't sure. Never disappoint.
Damn. Yeah.
Baby shower meatballs is way different.
Yeah.
They sure do. That shit is.
Just imagine your girl text you like, hey, what you cook? Oh, I miss baby shower meatballs.
You're on the way.
What?
I'm on the way.
Oh, when they and mixed together with the sauce of Mac. That shit do hit.
Yeah.
Husky.
The Rotel, Husky, the yeah. Rotel and the meatballs hit so hard.
Yeah, man.
See?
Yeah.
Rotel, I don't even know
if
white people know about this shit.
I don't think so. I've never seen that in the White household. Rotel.
They just eat the shit right out the jar. You want some cheese?
Hey, when you in the grocery store aisle and the Rotel gone, man, you be like, niggas don't came and got out of the Rotel. Somebody throwing a cookout, a barbecue, something. You
Tostitos
know what
and
saying?
Doritos.
Dorito?
Yeah.
You already know that.
Yeah.
Doritos, I remember when that shit was a luxury in the black community.
Man, for real, though. For real.
That wasn't
Preacher Cooler, all that shit. Preacher Cooler.
The rap snacks be fire.
Rap Snacks
yeah,
do
we
be
love Rap. Shout out to Rap Snacks. Yeah. Rap Snacks hit like mud.
They got the season right.
I'm about to try to get me some.
Want, are you a Rap Snack?
Man, I just feel like...
You should.
You should.
My Mr. Ghetto Dreams, I've always wanted my own barbecue potato chips in some form of capacity.
What's going to be special about them?
That motherfucker's delicious.
Mississippi barbecue.
You ever see me eat some chips? Like, damn, this shit was all this shit. I ain't gonna have some more of that shit on
the. Oh,
shit.
The best ever barbecue shit.
Hit. Yo,
that's so funny.
Come on, bottle water,
man. Yeah, man. That'd probably be the name of it. These motherfuckers good.
Appreciate it.
Now let them know where they can look y'all up, man, and become part of this, you know, this family that y'all grown. Because everybody who's had the Slim and Husky pizza seen the love.
Yeah, man.
Follow us everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, at Slimmer Huskies. Man, to order the pizzas, if you don't live in the Ville, if you don't live in Atlanta or Memphis, or shout out to Sacramento, California, Oak Park. If you don't live in those areas where we located, man, make sure to go to SlimmerHuskies.com, order the frozen. You can get a 2-pack or 4-pack, get the cinnamon rolls. 24 hours, we got you.
Hell yeah, do me a favor, y'all. In the comments, let them know where they need to put a Slim and Husky. Tell us the city where you want to see a pop-up in. These men are expanding like hell. You never know. They might just randomly pick one of these cities. You're like, man, you never even. Y'all win it.
Squirrel nuts, Mississippi.
Oh, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. This has been another episode of The Black Market. The Black Market.